This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This week's Johnny Mosley Pod features our brand new Christmas carol. Vinny, of course, the star of it. It's right there in the first 30 seconds
of it. How is that possible that I've got not only pulled in while I'm falling down, thank you so much,
you're welcome,
but now I'm being billed as the star?
Well, I want people who love you to go and check out your foibles. So you can find that at Johnny Mosley Pod. We
solid
all have
marketing,
links.
Sarah.
Thank you. Thank you for. Well, look, I'm just, you know, I figure we sell Vinny on this.
Pull everybody into it.
Sure,
I
pull
got
them all
it.
In. You know,
we all quietly sitting in the stands, and now I'm part of the show. Super.
Well, that's, you know,
right how it goes.
Your cachet. We need your cachet to, all right, to sell.
Well,
this
I posted it or reposted it or what did I do?
You put it in your story.
It.
We actually all put it in our stories. So okay. Any one of us, you can click there and watch the whole video. But it's Johnny Mosley singing an original new Christmas carol. I personally adore it. It's very much stuck in my head, and we'd like you to look at it too. And please follow.
I heard John's extra work on this has gotten him significant extra considerations for this Friday. That's what I've heard.
Fine.
That's this Friday.
Let him know,
is
and I'll
be,
I put out Friday is his
Pound
night.
Town is
whatever
gonna
he wants.
Be something else this week.
Yeah.
He's gonna get all an right. extra minute or two.
Yeah, maybe we'll stretch it to like 10 minutes. That'd be fine. No, I'm gonna do that guy a solid. Are you kidding me? He did work his ass off on this. I will put extra effort into my weekly put out.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank him. Thank him. He's amazing. I'll be thanking him on your behalf, Bryn. You're welcome for my extra work.
Great. Glad to be a part of it. Speaking of that video, what I'll do is I'll post the Instagram link over to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page as well. And you can also find the best of Diana's moments on Wheel of Fortune.
Good.
That gives you a great smile. I just watched it again. It's super adorable.
Yeah, that Wheel of Fortune contestant. I mean, there's no one happier to be on that show. She is having the best time and winning
everything.
Sarah
and Vinny Facebook page has it all.
As usual.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page to get all the links and videos we mention on air. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Yay!
Yay!
All right, here's what's happening. So, you don't really have to be watching the hard news. It's pretty clear California is surging with the coronavirus at the moment. Unfortunately, this is one of the startling headlines from USA Today. Two people are dying every hour in Los Angeles County.
Oh, my God.
It's bad. So
Jesus.
We've also now reached here in the Bay Area that threshold that was set by Gavin Newsom or, you know, the government maybe right. is a better whatever. Bay Area falls below the 15% ICU bed capacity, triggering region-wide stay-at-home orders everywhere. So
Stay
San Mateo,
home.
Santa Cruz, Napa, Solano counties are all going to face new restriction levels at midnight tonight. So that's just the way it is. It's happened. We're there. And it's going to make anyone who's already decided you're traveling no matter what even more at risk than, say, 2 months ago, you know, like when you planned it and you decided we're doing this. It's way worse now than it was.
Yep.
Way.
That's terrible news. Mm-hmm. But look, you know, in the end, just do your part. Stay home.
Right. So that's the latest there, and I don't. It's just not great news. And the vaccine, by the way, is still being administered. And we talked about that in our first news break. Chronicle has a great Q&A on the vaccine if you want to read further about it. I'm going to move on to the most in-demand Christmas gifts in the United States right now. PlayStation is huge. PlayStation, is it 5?
Yes.
Is that where we are?
PS5,
PlayStation
5? Yeah.
It's the most sought-after gift in a bunch of states throughout our union. The Xbox 5 apparently got less.
Oh.
It's less. I don't know. I've never played the PlayStation. I had an Xbox from, I don't know when it was given to me, but, and that's just what we use.
Yeah, us too, we're kind of an Xbox. I think a lot of people have both consoles, but now that you can kind of download, you don't have to buy the games as a, remember you used to go get a cartridge and all that stuff. You just download the game onto your console. And I don't know if they're compatible with both. Like, is there a PlayStation version and an Xbox? So it's just whichever console you prefer.
Based on this, it looks like PlayStation's the preferred gaming system, but you know, that might be a personal preference thing.
Well, the Xbox runs my whole TV. Do you do that whole thing too? Where
you know what? I had that going, and the missus was like, I don't know which remote to use. I don't know which. This thing is a mess. And I just finally unplugged it all, put it aside, and put it together in a streamlined way so that it wasn't going to be. Do I use this one?
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is that Xfinity is an interface for a lot of the apps that you would use anyway. So it's. It works. I mean, things are just getting smarter and easier when it comes to like TV viewing and stuff, searching.
That just running Xfinity straight works best for us.
Right.
I do have the Xbox and I think it's called Game Pass.
Okay.
Which allows you to just get a game. You don't have to buy each one individually. So it's sort of like a subscription.
Ah.
The same way you'd be on Apple Music.
Right.
I'm on the Game Pass thing. Anyway, PlayStation 5, Apple products, as expected, huge.
Yeah.
The iPhone 12, number one in a bunch of states. The iPad Air 4, big as well. Apple Watches topped the list, another big item this Christmas.
Yeah, people love those.
I love my Apple Watch. I really do. I think it's great. And I know that, you know, I'm someone who's exercised my whole life, and yet I like that little exercise tracker.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the reasons why is when I get in a slump, it shows me you haven't done crap for 4 days.
Right.
So get on the treadmill.
Well, and it's fun to see what other people are doing. Like, I see John and Bryn going back and forth all day, like who's on the most exercise. It just made me feel guilty because I wasn't going to listen to that watch and get up. Come on.
Right.
Leave me alone.
Come on.
You're a watch.
That's, yeah, I can see that. For me, it reminds me I need to get active. But for you, it's pressure.
Just a reminder of how lame I am.
Samsung Galaxy products are also big. So the people running, what do you call that?
Samsung?
Android system.
The Samsung's the hot phone. And that's no surprise. I'm working at a Samsung here for our video screen.
Hello.
Great.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Two video games specifically made the Christmas list this year. Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Oh.
And Cyberpunk 2077, which is the new one that Keanu Reeves is repping.
Oh.
He's in the commercial.
What do you do in Cyberpunk? What is it, just another fighting game, or what is the...
I can't say. I've never played it. I've seen the commercial. It looks like a fighting game, but I can't speak to it at all. Bryn?
I don't know. It looks... I mean, from the images I'm seeing, it looks more like a Grand Theft Auto type.
Oh, okay.
He's running around... hurting people.
Yeah. When is someone going to invent the Oasis? I'm ready for that.
No, you're not. That's not a good thing.
No, I would live in there. That'd be so great.
He's kicking a guy while he's down. It's like, look at that violence.
Oh, this is Cyberpunk?
Oh, jeez.
It's amazing.
Well, it's weird. It almost looks like a concert, too.
The hot game this holiday season. Fitbits are number one among a certain... number of states in our union. Keurigs
Oh, people do love their Keurigs.
Ah, mm-hmm. Oh, God, I just, they're such trash producers.
I know.
Lego Super Mario toys on the list.
Oh.
Air fryers on the list.
Oh,
Barbie
Rin,
products still big. North Face boots. Boy, I'm hearing there's a storm hitting your old neck of the woods, Sarah, that has been, they've gotten like enough snow to equal last year's total output.
You're kidding. That is great news. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, I guess. Unless you're, no one's really flying, but then people are really flying. I just saw Humans on a plane last night.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So, I don't know how he does it. Super spreader.
Or why he does it.
Right. Stay home with your mom.
Bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's boring.
He gets really bored. He needs to be occupied.
Patio heaters.
Oh, patio heaters.
Simple dimple fidget toys.
Oh, let me see.
Air hockey. Still on somebody's list. So there's some of the hot toys this holiday season for you.
Hard to find patio heaters right now.
Hard to find everything, really.
Yeah,
I'm telling
that's true.
It that's doesn't right. matter what you want. You'll find out that there's a, for some reason, there's none.
A shortage of everything.
What the hell is a simple dimple? There's all these different.
I don't know.
You got clearly done.
And you'd think I would because I'm right in that sweet spot for kid crap.
Right.
How about a couple fast facts while
Vinny,
we're
you know I
nonsense.
Love facts. Facts. Merry Christmas to me.
Have you seen the Apple earbuds?
Yeah.
If you,
mean
you
the
had
ear,
to guess.
The AirPod things?
The AirPods. Yes.
I have a set of those.
If you had to guess what they were inspired by, do you have one?
How about the Eva from WALL-E?
No, it's Stormtroopers from Star Wars.
Oh, really? Okay.
That shiny white.
Yeah, that shiny white, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love those things. They work great.
You don't know this, but you promised you won't use Apple Music's app to make nuclear or chemical weapons.
Oh, is that in the
when
things
you
I agreed,
agreed
to?
Their, yes, it's in their terms and conditions. You agreed that you won't.
Well, even
do
if
that.
I had read it, I would have agreed to that. I've refused to make chemical or nuclear weapons of any kind for any reason. I refuse.
Canadians.
Apple Music app, huh?
It's so weird.
Yeah. Canadians are so polite that this is necessary. In Ontario, Canada, there's a law that says saying sorry is not an admission of guilt.
Sorry
about it.
Sorry about it.
I've never been to Canada, so I don't know this, but you are...
We're very polite. Very polite people.
Yeah.
Whatever happened, I'm sure it was our fault. Sorry.
I've heard
this
before.
But it's not an admission of guilt, of course. That's just what comes out of our mouths, eh?
This next one I've heard before, but... I'll do it again. Before Hugo Boss became an international fashion company, they made uniforms for the Nazis. No one knew until 1997 when the company showed up on a list of Swiss bank accounts.
Oh my God.
And the company was forced to say, yeah, that was us.
Oh boy. Well, someone had to make them, and you know, it was a war, and I'm sure when the Nazis came and said, "Make us uniforms." They went, okay.
Be part of the ruling party or be gone.
Yes.
I'm guessing is how that would make
And
you
there
feel
they
right.
look at those.
Fashion.
Listen.
Crunch.
Yeah. I'm
just
hearing
not
the hard crits, not the look you want. Didn't
you don't
the Hugo
want to be
associated. Boss CEO just recently go, am I thinking of the right person? It's like some guy went crazy in the fashion world and was.
I don't know this
maybe
story.
It's Karl Lagerfeld. I can't remember who it was, but I remember someone went bananas and there was some Nazi connection or something. I don't follow the fashion world all that close.
Yeah,
surprise.
I'm
can
not.
You believe it? I don't follow fashion. It's so weird.
Americans so always chic. Picture Godzilla being green, but in the Japanese movies, he was never green. He's always charcoal gray.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew that?
Gojira. Well, I mean, when I picture him as sort of like a dark gray. Like all he's right. a, you watched all those movies when you were a kid, didn't you?
I did see them. I haven't seen them in ages. You know,
bad
some stuff
overdubbing.
You'll go back and watch. I wouldn't know where to find them. And even if they were available, I don't know how much interest I'd have in them.
Well, and I think if you said Godzilla into your Taki remote that it would probably pop up the new ones.
Right.
You know?
Oh, look at that.
Which I haven't watched any of those. I should. I used to have dreams about Godzilla all the time.
You did?
He was, you know, like I was running through a city and trying to get away from him, and like his foot would come down next to me.
I only think of, when you say Gojira, I think of one of my favorite bands. I don't think of...
Gojira! Gojira!
Right. Anyway. Where am I time-wise? Oh, I got time for one more. Okay, so, you know, Christmas is changing this year, and it turns out a lot of people are going to miss the things they always bitch about. So, you know, when you get together with your family and you're like, oh, God, Drunkle Peter's going to get wasted and it's going to be a nightmare again. You know, no offense. I don't know that he really
That's fairly dead on. I mean, that's you've just hit the bullseye.
I think that most people this year are actually feeling sad that they're not going to get to see the Drunkle Peter show.
Well, we all need something to bitch about, Vin.
Be made fun of by the rest of the family over insert whatever thing, you know.
My nephew showed up at Thanksgiving. He's the one liberal on that side of the family. And he had his, like, Biden-Harris t-shirt, and they just dumped on him. He wrote to us going, help me, help me. I'm like, well, he shouldn't have gone. You know better. Come on.
Why would you do that?
He says he wanted to poke them, and instead they poked him to death.
Well, yeah.
Poor Grayson. Come on.
He's outnumbered. That's the problem.
You are
he's the only one.
In enemy territory, son. What are you doing? Zip your lip. Or
you
cover
wear
your
that
shirt.
For, right?
Put on a sweater. What's wrong with you?
Put on your ugly Christmas sweater and conform. You will be assimilated.
Let me see. Let me do a few texts. I'm running out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys said. I was in Vancouver, Canada a few years ago, and I bumped into someone on the street. Totally my fault, but before I could turn around to apologize, they turned around and said, sorry about that, didn't see you there. I was confused. Yeah.
They're just nice people. They're really very, very nice.
This is a... it's a texter saying it, so take that for what it is.
Okay.
Coco Chanel was affiliated.
Well, she was big around that time, right? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, these are people who lived 80 years ago. So they were wherever they were on Earth and aligned with whoever they were aligned with. Hate the artist, not the art.
Vinny, you know, there are Keurig pods you can buy that are mesh screened, and you can just fill it with any ground coffee you want. You just rinse it out. No waste at all. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know that. That's great to hear. That I didn't like the idea that they're making individually plastic, you know, pods.
Even the aluminum ones, you're like, you know, that's... Well,
it's just trash. More trash.
Jeez. So much trash. I know. And there's already a lot of trash with coffee. You just, even if you're just making yourself a pot of coffee, there's things to throw away and bags that it comes in and stuff. And now I'm taking it down to individual cups are each creating trash.
And the Keurigs, they have a SF brand or a Bay Area brand that is all compostable too.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I don't know about this one, but I'll read it real quick because I think it's important for people to know what they're letting their kids play with. Hey guys, I always love hearing your list, but please share with your listeners to be careful with that cyberpunk game. It's all over the place. Hold on. They're saying though that in here you act out rape scenes.
Oh, what?
Wow. So is that something that's on Grand Theft?
I haven't played that in years, Grand Theft Auto.
But Grand Theft is about committing crimes, right? That's how you earn points.
Yeah,
so that's,
points,
I think
people.
Maybe that's.
That is hideous.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Unless you have an extremely mature teen who can avoid these offers, this is not the game you want to be getting for your child. This is from 602, just my own little PSA.
All right.
Good to know.
Well, certainly something to look for because, man, the kids, they, you know, they get these game subscriptions and they are able to play all these games maybe without even asking permission.
I love that my kids self-tell when something's scary and they're like, it's scary, turn it off. I used to just try to be grown up and suffer through things,
right,
and suffer whatever consequences came. My kids will tell right on themselves, this is too scary, you got to turn this off. And, all right.
I can't
great.
See this. Yeah.
It's nice.
Well, they don't want the bad dreams, you know.
Right. No, it's good. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I got a bunch of great music news right after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.